This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Minutes past the hour on the DJV. It's Girls Day here. Dougie is out. He'll be back later on in the program. He was out in my neck of the woods in Southern California. I'm Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner is here as well, watching all of our social media action. And of course, Phil, you never get any prep or any props. Phil is holding down the fort, Radio America in Washington, D.C. Now, over the weekend, and this is a story that Doug would love to talk about because he is a travel aficionado, ladies. But this story just, I don't know why it just caught my attention, maybe for so many reasons, because not only do you have people who were, like, victimized on the flight, but also people on the ground who had a pretty scary experience. There was a Boeing flight that was leaving Denver to go to Honolulu. And they had to make an emergency landing at DIA, at Denver International Airport, after an engine exploded in flight. And you'll hear the passengers talk about how they heard this kind of flash bang. They felt a lot of turbulence. Well, the United Flight 328 was able to land safely in an emergency landing, but Victoria, the pieces of the engine actually landed like in a neighborhood of Bloomfield, Colorado. This is just outside of Denver. So you had danger in the air and danger down below as this United 777 actually had an engine explode. Think about that. I've been on some scary flights with turbulence, but the minute I see like a flash bang, I don't know. I mean, how many people just start to panic? I guess maybe your senses kick in when you're up there, but that had got to be, it had to be terrifying.
Absolutely. And someone took video, naturally, everyone grabs their phone. So someone took video out the window of the engine on fire. And it's not even really an engine on fire. It just looks like it's an engine that has already been on fire and the fire was put out. That's how bad the condition of the engine is. And it's, I don't know how you look at that and not think we're going to die. It's terrifying. And then, like you said, on the ground, there was at least one family, the stuff went right through the roof into the house. So I don't think anyone was injured. It's a miracle. This debris just kept falling right into this neighborhood. And there was one of the guys who lives in the neighborhood was interviewed. And a lot of stuff fell into his garden. And he said if it had been 10 feet in a different direction, he probably would have died. And so he actually grabbed his wallet and put it inside his chest pocket so that he would be easily identified. Because certain he was that the debris was going to land on him. And it ruined his truck and the side of his garden. But he was convinced that more was coming and that it was going to kill him. So
it's amazing that no one was seriously injured during all of this. Everybody on the ground escaped. Everybody on the plane was able to walk off. Well, over the weekend, Boeing said that the FAA said that Boeing should ground these planes because of the accident. And many people said, well, this is one incident, but there was also something that happened 24 hours before. This was a 777 on the flight between Denver and Honolulu. I think there was a 767 that had the exact same problem 24 hours before that was flying like in or around the Netherlands. So this has now captured the attention of the FAA, and Boeing recommends that all of these airlines suspend use of some of their 777s, particularly after this United incident. And you think about what's already going on with air travel right now in the country, and a lot of routes have been just kind of scratched off the agenda, right? A lot, there are just fewer routes flying, fewer planes up in the air. That may mean that they'll be able to switch in equipment, but for the airlines who are already kind of suffering and juggling to have to try to take heed of this warning from Boeing that they should get rid of these 777s at least temporarily. I don't know, but Boeing has to do this because of their MAX jet problem. They let these flights continue and they don't say something. I don't know if they can even recover from that.
I mean, Airbus has never looked better to me. I hate to say that, but like, I mean, I've always had a good experience flying on an Airbus, but wow, yeah, and this is just, it's incredibly bad. It's incredible bad timing for Boeing. You know, they're just trying to recover, and like you said, I mean, the routes are already way scaled back. So I don't know. I mean, do they know the cause of this yet, or is this just a random one engine on these 777s are just exploding?
I mean, obviously that's why they need the investigation, because it's going to take them a while to recreate the problem and all of that. But just another issue for the airline industry that really, not that any industry needs any extra pressure on it right now, but certainly Boeing and certainly the travel industry not needing this issue. The good news is that everybody was okay. That flight in the Netherlands that had a similar problem, apparently there were two people who were injured, but they're going to be okay. So I don't know. What is the scariest thing that's happened to you? Have you had anything weird happen to you while you fly?
No, just a lot of turbulence, you know, heading cross Atlantic. That's usually the only time I've ever had a real issue. But no, I've been really lucky. I've flown a lot in my life, and a lot of cross Atlantic, you know, ever since I was a baby to visit our family in Ireland, and we've never had an issue. So, I mean, the scariest thing for me is I don't like little planes, and I had to do, like, a puddle jumper from rural England over to, like, a rural part of Ireland, and they had
those ones are scary.
Yeah, and they had to literally clear the cows off the runway. So that was a little bit scary.
Or when they ask your weight. They ask everybody's weight.
Oh, yeah, they ask my weight,
too.
The calculator
would be rough.
The weight and then the cows. That was a rough morning. But, yeah, other than that, I was okay.
I've been pretty lucky. I mean, I've had some turbulent flights, obviously. I think we probably all have. But my dad was flying for business. We worked together during the day, and my dad was flying with a couple of my coworkers to go to, I don't know, like a cable television show or something. They were going to some kind of meeting in Texas, I think. And the three of them were sitting in a row, and one of my coworkers was really, like, afraid of flying, like, total white knuckle through the whole thing. My dad was kind of laughing at her a little bit because she was so afraid and just having fun with her, trying to loosen her up, actually. And so the stewardess, or the flight attendants, whatever we called them now, the flight attendants were coming through the aisles. And they were just starting the beverage service. Remember the old days when we used to get that? And so apparently, out of nowhere, the plane hit like an air pocket, and they went down like 20,000 feet.
Wow!
And it scared the bejesus out of everybody. Flight attendants had hit their head; they were bleeding from the head. Drinks were splashed everywhere. I was not on that flight, but he said that was enough to make him kiss the ground when they got off, and he never made fun of my coworker for being afraid to fly.
Well, that's the worst flight that she was ever on then, right?
Oh, I'm sure. And at that point, do you ever get back on? How do you get home?
Yeah.
Jay, do you have any scary flight stories?
I mean, I'm terrified of flying. So all my flight stories are scary, even though nothing really typically happens. But there was one flight that my sister, my dad, and I still to this day believe that something happened with one of the engines during takeoff, but it was such a quick flight. They kept going.
They just rode with
my mom about that flight. Yeah, and they're like, my mom's like, no, nothing happened. Like, my mom was just apparently so into whatever book she was reading at the time, she didn't even notice anything. And meanwhile, my sister and I are bawling our eyes out. We are, you know, 19, 20-something, so it's not like we were kids. But after that, it was like, no, we're good with flying for a little bit.
We like to stay on the ground. The FAA ordering stepped-up inspection of the Boeing 777s after that event this weekend with United Airlines. So we'll have more of the DJV show up ahead. It is 14 minutes past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
You grab life with both hands. And you grab your bike with both hands.
Both hands.
Therefore, bike is life.
Figuratively speaking.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Introducing Clear. It's pronounced clear, but it's spelled X-L-E-A-R. It's a natural sinus care system that hydrates while it works against contaminants. Clear helps keep you healthy by assisting your immune system, washing out all that gunk that's in your airways. Clear contains xylitol, which is a natural ingredient found in a lot of fruits and vegetables. We've known this for over two decades. Recent research shows that xylitol also blocks viral adhesion. That's the SARS-CoV-2 virus. With Clear, you can enjoy the small moments no matter what the season. Clear also offers nasal sprays for children. Learn more about Clear by visiting clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. You can get it on Amazon or over the counter at your favorite drug or grocery store. It's natural, so all the natural retailers will carry Clear as well. Clear, X-L-E-A-R, clear.com.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Minutes past the hour on the DJV show. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jake Kirshner is here. Phil is holding down the fort in Washington, D.C. Dougie will be back in a bit. He is traveling back from Southern California today. But got to ask you ladies a question, since the girls are in charge. Has a pet ever destroyed your love life?
I can't say that it has.
Okay. Start out. It's a little bit of a gross story, but
love it. I knew there was one.
my little Chihuahua Cooper, who passed away a year ago, he was my ride or die for almost 17 years. And whenever I would have a gentleman caller stay over at my apartment, he would poop on his side of the bed. And so every single time a guy got up, he stepped in poop. And then he ate two wallets. He ate some earbuds. I mean, and it was highly targeted. It was never on my side of the bed. I mean, it was highly targeted. So
he wanted to be jealous.
Yeah. He wanted to let everybody know he was the man in my life.
Oh, that's funny. Well, they say that men with cats, this new report that's out, it was first reported in the Wall Street Journal, said that men with cats need to ditch the cats in their dating profiles if they really want to have a woman like them. Because apparently women have this bias against men with cats. They feel
totally
that those
true.
Men are less masculine, that they might be more neurotic.
I was going to say emotionally
unstable.
Yeah,
1,300 women were asked this question about what it might mean for a guy who's holding a cat in a dating profile. An expert at Match.com even backed up the story, saying that straight men had a 5% lower chance of landing a like on their site when it was revealed that they had a cat. And by the way, women were not alone. Straight women with cats, 7% less likely.
What is the stigma pictures. With people and cats?
Well, I think it's if they're that important in your life, and of course everybody knows that their pets are that important, but if you actually have to showcase them in your dating profile, I think maybe it makes you seem a little nutty.
Wow.
Well, I don't know. At least
I agree with it. I mean, I would definitely be one of the women in that survey with the bias for sure. I've never dated a guy who had a cat ever.
Never? I have.
Never.
And they are a little freakier. It's weird. So keep your pets out of your dating profile if you're really serious about finding love. 21 minutes past the hour on the DJV show.
Mm-hmm. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Minutes past the hour on the DJV show. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Dougie is out this hour, but the ladies are taking over the asylum. Jay Kirshner is here with our social media report. And guys, of course, if we are reflecting on the weekend, yes, people are talking about United Airlines, and we'll talk about that in a few minutes. But of course, Friday, the story burning up the interwebs, Jay, had to be the official divorce of Kim Kardashian and Kanye West. Come on.
That definitely was mentioned. That's for sure.
It was blowing up everywhere. Yeah. It was so funny. I was like, okay, because we all kind of expected this to happen, right? We've been talking about Kim and Kanye for months, and it wasn't like they were going to be getting back together, right? But on Friday, I was at my office, and all of a sudden, you know, your phone, you get news updates, and I get them from, I don't know how I get them from so many sources, but like usually I have it for CNN, Fox News, and my local KTLA website. That's what I've signed up for, at least coherently signed up for. But my phone, not only those three sources, Cosmopolitan, the Daily Mail, all of these, bling, 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 bling. And I thought, oh, my God, usually that's when, like, a president does something or when there's a terror attack. So I pick up my phone, and it's Kim and Kanye. People must have been going, I mean, I know it wasn't surprised, but
TMZ,
but people were talking about it.
Oh, yeah. TMZ was, that's the major alert that I get. And so it's, they have people who just live at the courthouse, and they know the celebrity attorneys. Laura Wasser, who's a very famous celebrity divorce attorney, is Kim's representation. She's the one who filed the papers at court. And, I mean, clearly, like, when the celebrity attorney goes and does it, they want the press to know. So this was Kim's statement. She wanted everybody to know, okay, you know, I filed. And so it was a crazy weekend of the reports of what was in the prenup and what their agreement is going to be, and is Kanye, you know, is she going to try for full custody, and the whole thing all weekend long. It was one update after another from all of the tabloids and stuff. So, yeah, it was definitely a huge, huge story. But it's also sad. You know, my friends and I were talking about this over the weekend. It's sad because he refuses to treat his bipolar disorder, and how can you, you know, really move forward with someone who just refuses treatment?
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people were surprised by this.
Yeah.
And, you know, truly, they had and I'm not trying to be even really funny here, but having a 7-year marriage or whatever they were, about 7 years.
Yeah.
That's, by Hollywood standards, with all the pressures of the stuff that comes with fame, and these two are very famous people, and you're not even taking into account the mental illness stuff that was kind of inflicting, that was inflicted upon their relationship. That's a long time for people in Hollywood under that kind of microscope and that kind of pressure. So hopefully
there's, right, and with the Kardashians,
there's four of them.
Yeah, exactly. And the Kardashians are so out there and very open about everything, but then Kim keeps her mouth shut most of the time whenever Kanye does kind of go off the rails because she's supporting her husband. And you would have to think at a certain point, it's like, I just need to step away from this.
Yeah. How do you keep that up? You just can't.
So what else is trending, Jay? I didn't mean to commandeer your segment here.
No,
but
you're,
I just thought that was a huge story over the weekend. My goodness.
It really was. It really was. And a lot of people kept re-mentioning that this divorce seems like it's progressing so fast that, you know, Kris Kardashian, again, working harder than the devil. Something else trending on Twitter, which is kind of comical. Nerdist posed the question, what MCU character matches your energy? And Fat Thor is what was trending because apparently
is
everybody
MCU?
Is like, oh, the Marvel Cinematic Universe. So the Avengers.
Okay.
Yeah. And so the majority of
Fat
people
Thor is the
got
best.
Fat Thor trending, yeah, because that's the energy
Thor.
That they are
oh
feeling right
God.
Now in whatever.
Did you ever see the last
in.
Movie? It was a
of
what
course.
Was the what was he in, Avengers? What was that movie that I saw? It was great, but yeah,
yeah, Endgame,
Thor was so fun.
Yeah.
Endgame, there you go. Victoria's like, I don't know what Fat Thor is.
I have no idea what any of it is. I interviewed Thor once, and he was super hot, so that's like the only contribution that I can make. He was really
was
tall and really
how
hot.
I remember
Avengers
how
movie.
To speak in front of him.
Oh, my God.
I was just really like, wait, what's my name?
I'm 5'9", I was wearing heels, and I was still looking up at him. So
oh,
Thor is well cast.
Check us out at DJV Show on all the social media sites. It is 28 minutes past the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Ford is advancing technology with state-of-the-art innovations and promoting its mainstream adoption of making Ford's state-of-the-art driver assistance hands-free technology standard on certain models or as a relatively affordable option on others. The advanced new driver assist feature will arrive first on the 2021 Ford F-150 and Mustang Mach-E models. The technology will be available the third quarter of 2021 via over-the-air updates. And for more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
Here's something really exciting. Ebons, E-B-A-N-S. You're going to hear me talking a lot, Victoria talking a lot, Jennifer talking a lot about Ebons Bakehouse because of the cookies and the bread. Exceptional baked goods and treats from Ebons Bakehouse flying off the shelves around the country. Now you can get yours directly by going to Ebons Bakehouse. EbonsBakehouse.com, where their specialty is making cookies. Victoria says, oh, well, you're not going to talk about the bread. You're going to talk about the cookies because that's what you like. Well, she's kind of right about that. But they use only the best products no matter what they're baking. Grass-fed butter from the Amish country, range-free chickens, gluten-free, no worries, taste fabulous. Get them for all of your friends and family. EbonsBakehouse.com. When you're checking out, make sure you use the discount.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
United Airlines Flight 328 was carrying 231 people from Denver to Honolulu on Saturday when one of its engines failed, causing debris to scatter across Colorado's capital. The Federal Aviation Administration said Sunday there must be stepped-up investigations of Boeing 777 aircraft that contain the same engine model that failed. That's the Pratt & Whitney 4000 engine. After a month of laying low at Mar-a-Lago, President Trump will make his first speech since leaving the White House. Trump is set to speak at the Conservative Political Action Conference in Orlando, Florida next week. He'll be talking about the future of the Republican Party and bringing to light President Biden's disastrous amnesty and border policies. Vice President Mike Pence declined the invitation. A California mother who vanished on a road trip to Joshua Tree National Park has been found dead, authorities said. Erica Lloyd, 37, of Walnut Creek, has been identified by skeletal remains found in Wonder Valley last month. USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
President Biden is helping out Texans since devastating winter storms rocked the area last week. USA Radio News' Val Dior has more.
President Biden on Saturday approved a major disaster declaration for Texas, which has suffered widespread power blackouts and water shortages after a deadly deep freeze. The declaration frees up federal funding across the state, including assistance for temporary housing and home repairs. Also, low-cost loans for uninsured property loss. Texas Governor Greg Abbott calls it a major first step as power is restored to most, but millions are still having to boil water to drink, and busted pipes are commonplace. At least 30 people are confirmed dead, but authorities say it'll be weeks before the loss of lives is known. Some counts put the toll at closer to 70. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
Still, around 30,000 homes in Texas are without power Monday morning. The goal of giving California Governor Gavin Newsom the boot from office is on track to make the ballot. USA Radio News' Michael Fortier reports.
Those trying to recall Governor Gavin Newsom now almost halfway to their goal. Numbers released Friday show almost 670,000 signatures have been verified. They need 1.5 million verified by March 17th. One organizer says they're right on track, but one analyst tells Politico it's too close to call right now. Newsom facing criticism for his handling of the pandemic, including mass closures of businesses and schools. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.
Christopher Bell won Sunday's NASCAR road course race, taking the lead from Joey Logano with just two laps to go. This is USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Four minutes past the hour on the DJV show. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Well, the ladies are here. Dougie is out this hour. Jay Kirshner joins us as well with an eye on all of our social media platforms. And don't forget, you can follow us, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at DJV show. Lots of good content, stories of the day, all up there for you to comment on. Ladies, one of the things that, kind of in a more serious lane, that got to me this weekend, the U.S. reached a 500,000 death mark, a landmark with the coronavirus, which was pretty stunning to hear. But I thought what was even more interesting was hearing kind of a disagreement pop out between some of the leaders in academia and the CDC talking about masks and what our future looks like compared to Dr. Fauci, who was also out there this weekend. I think he was on CNN on one of the Sunday shows. And according to his interview, he was with Dana Bash. He said that Americans may still need to use masks to fight COVID even in 2022. And now there was someone who spoke out this weekend from Johns Hopkins who said, no, we're going to get herd immunity probably as early as April. Dr. Fauci said, maybe around Christmas time. That's echoing what Joe Biden had said, President Biden, along his travels last week. And I think because of the, at least from my perspective, I'm wondering what the conflicting messages do to people who are maybe on the fence about the vaccine. People who already are looking for the vaccine or trying to get it. We've talked about some of the shortages and the struggles that people are having to try to make those appointments. But for the people who are sort of in the middle, who might have been pushed to get the vaccine to get back to a sense of normalcy faster, do the mixed messages maybe slow those people down a little bit? And they say, well, if we can't really do anything and if we're not going to see light at the end of the tunnel until the end of the year and if we're still wearing masks next year, why am I hurrying this along? Do you think that causes problems for them?
I think that's a great question, yeah. I think that the mixed messaging causes problems for a lot of people. And, you know, I mean, for me, I read this story that the Wall Street Journal picked up on Friday. It was an opinion piece from a professor at Johns Hopkins, and you know, I mean, it would be amazing to have it. His quote is, it would be quote unquote mostly gone by April. I don't see his reasoning for that. I don't see any data that really backs that up from, I mean, a million other doctors, the doctors on our show here. I think Dr. Fauci seems to have like the most conservative estimate of when, you know, we could sort of be back to normal. This guy's obviously got like the most aggressive. So somewhere in the middle must be the truth. And I don't even know if we really fully understand yet or know. I mean, no one has a crystal ball. I don't think, you know, we can even understand when we're going to be back to normal, when herd immunity is going to happen. We can't even, doctors and experts can't even agree on what the percentage needs to be for herd immunity. You know, I mean, we've heard that going back and forth. So I think it's wonderful to be optimistic, but at the same time, I just don't know if this is realistic. And you're right. I think it does confuse people. People are waiting. If you're, you know, like Fauci said, basically everybody here on our show, minus Doug, everybody here, you know, we're going to fall into maybe June or July. We'll be eligible for the vaccine, or it will be available to us then. Well, if we're already at herd immunity in April, then I think you're right, Jen. A lot of people might be saying, well, then I don't even need to bother trying to get the vaccine because I won't need it by the end of April.
Yeah, I think especially young people who have already been like, well, do I really want to get the vaccine or not? Mm-hmm. There are people, I mean, I think we heard the story out of New York where there was that one woman who lost her job because she thought maybe this might impact her fertility, and so she didn't want to take the vaccine, and she ended up losing her job. I think it's funny because I think the messaging has hit older Americans more, that if you want to get out there, you want to be safe, you've got to get the vaccine. But once again, we kind of assumed that young people would just fall in line, but it actually might be the younger people who are going to hear this mixed messaging and go, well, wait a second, am I really going to put myself through this if ultimately, if I do get it, I'm going to probably be okay? And does that mess with herd immunity? I guess what got me even more than the question about herd immunity, because I think in some ways we're already seeing it. I'm no scientist, but if you look at the map, and I think we all probably check in on that map maybe once a week or so, the map is brown for the most part. We're seeing declining rates in every single state except for maybe three at this point. So the cases are declining, and we made it through this holiday spike where everybody, I think, was, you know, sitting on top of themselves from Thanksgiving through Christmas and New Year's and passing it around. I was talking to some family over the weekend, and they said, my cousin is a hairstylist, and she's like, I am so glad I was off of work. I'm so glad things were just shut down in December, because it would have been scary for me to have to try to figure out how to work while cases were still really surging everywhere because everybody was celebrating the holidays. But I think now that we're seeing that the decline, and you feel kind of like things might be moving in the right direction, and we're getting more vaccines, and people are rolling out the vaccines in some states, at least in a more effective way, does it bring you back down to earth a little bit when you hear someone like Dr. Fauci say, well, we're still going to need to wear masks well into next year? Because that tells me that maybe we're not going to get back to normal. People are, you know, baseball is starting up. Spring training is next week. Are we going to have another year of closures when it comes to sports and big gatherings? And I think the answer is probably yes. I mean, I've already seen a lot of closures for things like Coachella and Stagecoach in California, these big concerts. They're not doing these gatherings again. So does it feel
even
to people
outdoor,
like we're losing
really
another year? Right.
Wow. That is interesting. Although, isn't that normally in April?
Yeah, so they shut down. Okay. They made that announcement a couple of weeks ago. Coachella and Stagecoach, both in April. They're shutting that down. They shut down the L.A. County Fair already, which is in September. So all of these things, which should be outdoor safe events, we're already seeing the closures through the end of the year. I think for people who are watching like Broadway or the big theater shows, those things have been shut down as well and probably won't be reopened this year.
So I mean, originally the target for Broadway was June 1st. But I don't, at this point, Governor Cuomo, who's in, you know, got a lot of his own troubles right now with COVID stuff, but he announced that concerts could open up in large venues at, like, I think 10% capacity. But if you do 10% of a theater on Broadway, that's like 50, that's 50 seats. No theater can stay in business with 10% of the audience there.
Can't they sell virtual tickets? Because I know some concerts, some performances are doing that where it's a limited number in-house, but you can buy access to stream it online, and you have to pay for that as well.
They're trying. Yeah, they've been doing things like that, like the Met Opera. I bought a subscription to support them, and so you can stream the different operas and stuff. But it's not enough, really, to keep the lights on. So it's you're going to have to come up with a better solution.
And I really, in the messaging, I guess maybe my background, I have a journalism degree with public relations as my emphasis. And I just watch, and I've been watching what both the Trump and the Biden administration have done. It seems the Trump administration was overly optimistic, and people thought that he just didn't care, and he wasn't empathetic enough to the challenges that people had. And I feel like the Biden administration might be overly pessimistic. I feel like we need to get a message together that gives people some hope, because I think if they feel like things are never going to get back to normal, I don't know if they're ever going to do the stuff that people are asking them to do. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's just a one-way push. There needs to be kind of a marriage of the messaging that says, that gives some hope, but is also kind of based in reality. I don't know. I just feel like that's what the country needs right now, but that's just from where I sit.
Jen, for president.
I know, right? No thanks. Hard pass on that. It's 43 minutes past the hour on the DJV show.
Carl Amari. For nearly 40 years, I've been licensing the rights to classic radio shows, including The Shadow, Jack Benny, Gunsmoke, Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Abbott and Costello, and many more. Today, I have over 100,000 classic radio shows, and because I work with the owners and estates, I'm provided the master recordings, which are superior sound quality. Each month, I select 10 classic radio shows and send them to Classic Radio Club members along with detailed liner notes about each show. If you'd like to receive 10 amazing-sounding classic radio shows sent to you each month, either on CD or via digital download, visit ClassicRadioClub.com. And now, every Classic Radio Club member will receive an email from me each week with a digital download link to the full 5-hour Hollywood 360 podcast. The links never expire, so you can listen anytime you'd like. Learn more about the Classic Radio Club at ClassicRadioClub.com.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com to learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all six-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV for buy one, get one free on all six-piece towel sets and the Giza Dream Sheets.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Rocket technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers greater confidence in you. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information, appraisal, and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. MLSConsumerAssets.org, number 33.
45 minutes past the hour on the DJV show. Doug Jen and Victoria Dougie is out this hour. The ladies are in charge. Victoria Keelan is here. Jay Kirshner is here. I'm Jennifer Horn. We're talking a little bit about some of the mixed messaging that people have been getting in the face of the coronavirus pandemic. We've heard that things are going to be shut down until, things won't be back to normal until the end of the year. That's what President Biden and Dr. Fauci have said. There was an op-ed that came out from someone at Johns Hopkins, and I've heard a few others echo his sentiments as well, that say things we might start seeing an ease up and herd immunity starting in April. There's the statement that was made by Fauci over the weekend that says we're going to need masks into 2022. And the question is, what does that do to people's psyche? Does that shut people down a bit when it comes to pushing forward to get the vaccine or to wear masks or to continue social distancing? And there's a new story out from Fox Business, actually, talks about some of the travel implications. Now, the travel industry, the tourism industry, which was decimated last year with all of the shutdowns, they were hoping for a rebound in 2021. A lot of people were hopeful that this was the year that people would get back to traveling. That seems to not be the case. And as Fox Business reports, the outlook for rebound travel has dimmed, of course, because the pandemic still rages on. They're saying that places like Thailand, Iceland, people that are countries that maybe don't seem like places we'd go right offhand, right? We might stay domestic. Mm-hmm. But those are places that we're really hoping that countries would be allowed to kind of reopen their borders, that they would be able to bring more people in, because these places around the globe are really suffering without tourism. So not only do we have the industry now to think about, but we have these locations, places like Thailand that thrive off of tourism, Iceland, thriving off of tourism. There's not much else going on there other than accepting visitors. And I was talking to someone over the weekend who helps with tourism in Hawaii. Even Hawaii is really suffering right now because they've had this lull in tourism, and that is their main import and export, by the way, in mm-hmm. Hawaii. So when you think about these destinations and you think about those little pieces of how their economy affects the global economy, you wonder what the rest of the year is going to look like if we can't get back to traveling as normal, and if people don't kind of go into that roaring 20s mode out like they did after the Spanish flu to start seeing things and to get out of our little boxes again once we start being able to.
I mean, I am so just desperate to travel anywhere. Like, we've just been watching, we were watching this hilarious reality show on Netflix called Buried by the Bernards. It's a family that owns a funeral home. It's hilarious. And they're in Memphis. And I said to Lewis yesterday, I'm like, I would just love to go to Memphis. Like, I don't need to go to France. Like, I would just go to Memphis. Like, anything that's on my screen that's not in New Jersey, I'm like, that's a great idea. We should go there. Like, I've never had this much wanderlust in my entire life. But I think a lot of people feel that way. And some people, like, I'm not going to risk it. Other people probably would. I mean, Doug has been flying around. He hasn't gotten the vaccine yet. He's been flying around to Florida and California, and, you know, he's got major wanderlust, too. So I don't know. I think that maybe it'll just be a slow rebuild until, maybe you're right, Jen, maybe then there will be a huge rush. Who knows? Maybe next Christmas.
Well,
maybe next Christmas.
Well, you know, that's what people always say. Is that after the Spanish flu, which was in 1918, which many people correlate, right, they were drawing lines between COVID-19 and the Spanish flu, they say after that, there was the Roaring Twenties, when people just went to excess, and it was mm-hmm. fun. But do you know what happened after the Roaring Twenties?
The Great Depression.
The Great Depression.
Uh-oh.
Right. So a lot of lessons to be learned there. But, I think it's just another thing to think about, because we think about the industries, that we think about the tourism industry as a whole. We talk about hotels and we talk about airlines. But there are actual places around the world that depend on tourism that are mm-hmm. kind of being decimated right now while we're waiting this out. So this new story out. Maybe we can post it and ask about where we would like to travel to once this is all over, Jay, because I think many of us have a bucket list of travel desires.
Yeah.
It is.
And it's filling.
Yes. 50 minutes past the hour on the DJV show.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Past the hour, it is Tech Talk time. So the first opening story that we've got today is all about Postmates. Workers are getting scammed out of their earnings by phishing schemes. Now, we've heard so many things during the pandemic. You know, we rely heavily on delivery people. If you're in a state where restaurants or indoor dining may have been shut down, outdoor dining shut down in some states as well. And so we all have been relying on takeout food. And unfortunately, the drivers, the delivery people for Postmates, and I would actually assume this is going to be developing into a larger story where this is affecting other delivery drivers. But for Postmates, they have discovered a rash of phishing scams that are targeting these gig workers. Drivers are receiving phone calls from people claiming to be Postmates employees, and they essentially then urge these Postmate workers to give over their login details. Now, usually it's under the guise that it's necessary to keep a driver account in good standing or avoid claims of fraud. Basically, they're using a lot of language to scare these drivers into giving them access to their account. Once the scammers obtain that info, they switch out the debit card information on the account because Postmates makes a weekly deposit of the workers' earnings into their account. So these scammers are going into these debit accounts and then making instant transfers of the money, draining the bank account of these
hardworking gig workers. This is just, I mean, if you're one of these phishing scammers and you're doing this, you are the lowest of the low of subhuman. So a lot of Postmate workers are saying that they've been preyed upon with this scam. Others are using Reddit and social media to warn their fellow drivers about this phishing scam and social engineering attempts. Essentially what happens is they usually get an unknown call, and it comes in right after an order was placed. So placing an order allows the scammers to easily reach their Postmates driver by phone. So the scammers have actually gone so far as to involve restaurants in the scheme. They're taking money from restaurants as well, which is, we know, is another industry that has been so hard hit through the pandemic. And drivers say that Postmates isn't doing enough to make them aware of the phishing threats. They're not doing enough to protect the workers. And so this is something that is now becoming more of a national story. But scammers are taking advantage of how busy Postmates drivers are and how hurried their schedule is, because they want to make as many deliveries as possible to make as much money as possible. And so the drivers of Postmates are now asking the company to officially add in some safeguards in the app so that they can't, you know, their money can't be stolen, and that they can't have their identity and other information phished and then, who knows, sold on the dark web. We know there's a lot of that going on right now. So Postmates, if you are using Postmates for delivery, maybe throw a little extra tip your driver's way if they do a good job, because this is, everybody is just trying to survive right now in this economy, and this is just, you know, really bad news for the people at Postmates. All right, coming up, we've got some more scams. This time it involves Instacart, Uber, Lyft, Postmates, and DoorDash. But first, a big, big story. NASA lands the rover Perseverance on the surface of Mars.
The Geek Out.
It was another significant achievement for humanity last week as NASA successfully landed a car-sized rover on the surface of Mars. It's called Perseverance, and its delivery had never before been attempted. Basically, the rover was dropped off via a space crane, gently placed on the surface of Mars by a parent craft that had dropped through the Martian atmosphere. The other unique feature is the rover has a drone helicopter that it will soon launch, allowing it to search ahead. There's a host of sensors, robotics, and very cool technology all housed on and inside Perseverance, and it's all being sent back to Earth via 4K video. If you've not seen it and you want to learn how to follow along, we've tweeted a link over at the Geek Out.
It's crunchy!
Creamy!
Sweet.
Salty. Nature Valley Sweet and Salty Peanut Bars. Bursting with crunchy peanuts, dipped in creamy nut butter
coating. Delicious. Delicious.
Nature Valley.
All right, so Instacart, Uber, Lyft, Postmates, and DoorDash. So why are they all together in one story? Well, it's because of Prop 22 in California. They all got together. They spent $200 million campaigning for Proposition 22, the most expensive ballot measure in the history of California. They successfully convinced voters that they couldn't properly pay and protect their workers if they were forced to classify them as full-time employees. So all of these companies won, and now the employees are not employees. They're still contract workers, so nothing changes or got better for the workers. However, one of the big selling points of Proposition 22 from all these companies was that this would be a way to avoid them raising prices. Well, guess what happened anyway? All the prices got raised, even though they claimed if Prop 22 passed, they would not raise prices. They're doing it. Postmates is charging an extra $2.50 per order. Grubhub, Uber, and Lyft, they're all doing the same thing. So if you're looking around, you could see an 8% increase in all of your bills. So thanks, guys. Thanks, Prop 22.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.